Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872911.
Seriously, I don't know where to start with this crime roundup today. It's always bad. In fact, it's always appalling. State government oversight on its adult crime, adult time law means a child who steals a car faces the same maximum sentence as a child found guilty of attempted murder. A 13-year-old boy charged yesterday with attempted murder, with the Coles worker in the back, stabbing her in the back while she stacked shelves. The boy would not face an adult sentence under the LNP's Making Queensland Safer laws, as they don't capture the attempted murder offence. Attempted murder currently carries a maximum sentence, 10 years imprisonment, the same jail time as stealing a car under the adult crime, adult time legislation. David Crisafulli defended the offences exclusion, insisting the state government was taking a phased approach to reforming youth justice laws. He rejected suggestions Queenslanders were no safer under his leadership, promising further changes beyond the initial tranche of the Making Queensland Safer bill passed last month. I just put a call through to Keith Hamburger. Keith Hamburger AM is the former Director General, Queensland's Corrective Services Commission. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, John.
These reports take your breath away, Keith, and we're right at the front line of this nightmare up here. I know what you've heard had happened down there yesterday, but Keith, where are we going with this nightmare?
Well, I wish I could give you a short and simple answer, John, but what you've just said. Outlined is you've done a great job outlining it because it's just absolutely horrific. All I can tell you is what I'm attempting to do here. I had discussions with Laura Gerber, who's now the Minister responsible for Adult and Youth Corrections, and before the election on a couple of occasions, and she seemed quite interested in the issues that I was putting forward as to what could be done. I haven't heard back from her since the election. So I did send her a very comprehensive proposal on the 2nd of January this year, after Christmas, when they've hopefully settled in, where I've made a number of recommendations that they should do. I haven't heard back on that, so I will give her office a ring this afternoon, actually, to just see where that is. But what you've touched on there is another issue, that this government has actually inherited a terrible mess, and you and I have spoken about this when the previous government was in office, and I and colleagues have given numerous submissions to the previous government about this, got nowhere. But the adult time, adult crime laws in themselves won't change anything that's happened, the things you've just described at the moment. Most of these terrible offences by these particularly young offenders are committed by repeat young offenders who come from very dysfunctional backgrounds, and indeed many of them have got brain damage and so forth. Not trying to excuse what they've done, I'm just saying where they've come from. And these kids will keep getting produced by these dysfunctional families and will keep committing these crimes, and you can keep making longer sentences, but we've got a tremendous amount of these kids coming along the production line, I'm afraid, that have got to be stopped somehow. And the model that we've had on the table for a long time, and I'll be pushing again with Laura Gerber, if I can get in front of her, is that once a child's a repeat offender, they've got to be taken off the street. The probation and bail and all that sort of stuff has just got to go. We have to adopt the European model of taking them off the street, very thorough assessment in a secure facility, which is looked at the whole, I've described this before, the family and child circumstances, their mental health. Most of these kids don't go to school. 70% of kids in detention are functionally illiterate. So we've got to get them off the street.
Yes.
And then we get them before the court. And the court, there's probably something like 6 or 8 options that are not in vogue at the moment, but we need to get a range of secure options where these kids are kept. Some of them will be kept for many years because of the sort of crimes you've just described.
Yes.
But at some stage, they're coming back into the community, and we just can't keep spitting them out the door in a few months and turn them over with this horrendous recidivism rate. A very eminent legal person wrote recently that if the hospital system had 90% of its patients coming back within a year with the same illness that they hadn't been cured, he said there'd be a royal commission into the hospitals. And we've got 90% of these kids coming back into detention each year, recidivists, repeating numerous crimes, not just one or two. this system is totally broken. So it's got to be turned on its head, and we need an immediate, if the Premier wants to get action on this, he needs to establish immediately a very high-profile task force chaired by a retired Supreme Court judge, and I put this in an email to Laura Gerber, and talk to the heads of these agencies, sit down, look at the submissions that they've had before the previous government, and act. And take these repeat offenders off the street. We need to do that now. We need some trial sites. Cairns would be ideal, given what you just described. And yes. I reckon we need about three of these trials immediately. Got to bear in mind, this can't be changed overnight because this has gone on for years and it's got to be addressed community by community. But it can be done. And then within the term of this government, the Premier will see major change in the next 3 years if he goes down the path I'm talking about.
Okay.
We just keep going along the way we are? No.
I think the three key words you've just mentioned are off the streets. This revolving door thing, it's just a nightmare for innocent people, vulnerable people, elderly people, law-abiding people in our city. They just can't sleep at night because they know whoever broke into their house the night before, the week before, the month before is likely out and free. Stolen their car, 17 cars stolen on the weekend. The police union boss, Keith, couldn't believe it. He came to the studio and said, this town, this small city, 17 victims of car theft in 2 days. I mean, it took his breath away. I mean, I think people in the southeast corner, because everyone's focused quite legitimately on their own backyard, they don't realise what we're coping with up here. As mentioned yesterday or the day before, we're headed to become another Alice Springs per capita. The level of crime here is an unbelievable, unprecedented disgrace.
And it will have a terrible economic impact on Cairns because tourists and everybody else, you know, you don't go to places like that. These people, nearly every time when you read in the media, it's known to police. They were known to police. And they're repeat offenders. And we've pounded the table with the previous government. Once you're a repeat offender, you're taken off the streets. And you don't get back on the streets until you've well and truly been through a controlled environment to sort all this mess out and get them some support and get them into a situation where we can get them on track. But you won't get them on. These detention centres are useless. They don't rehabilitate. They don't educate. They're located miles away from family and community. You can't work with the community. You can't solve this just with the child. You've got to work with this community where they come from and those families, and they've got to be worked on very seriously on this matter.
I just want to read this. It just came in across my desk now, actually. It's from Sandra, and that's all. I won't mention her surname. Under the heading Cairns Crime Concerns, it reads, "Hello, John. Just thought I would give some audience feedback regarding the escalating crime wave in Cairns." Sandra says, "I moved away from Cairns when I was 19 and have recently relocated back here to look after my elderly mother, aged 84, after my dear father passed away. I'm now 56. It's just Mum and I in the house, and it truly saddens me that all we seem to hear most days are either sirens or helicopters flying over. What a shame Cairns is now a very undesirable place to live or visit." She says this is Sandra. She said, "I live in a beautiful small community outside of Vancouver in Canada." Now, she goes on to mention aspects of our issue here, which I can't relate to because there's a racial reference in it. But she concludes with this sentence: "On another note, I visited the Cairns police station to ask if I'm allowed to carry mace or pepper spray in the house, but was told absolutely not. How outrageous that I fear for my mum, and I'm not even allowed to carry a can of spray to defend us if need be." She said, "I look forward to the day I get to leave Cairns once again, but this time I won't be returning ever." She concludes with these words: "Thank you for the unwavering support you show the community. Regards, Sandra." You know, I just wonder how many times over that sentiment is being felt now in recent times. This nightmare is just getting worse by virtually by the day, Keith.
Very sad. It's when you hear about sirens non-stop and helicopters, it's like a war zone. It's just an awful thing to happen.
Yes, exactly. keep going.
No, well, I will make now a more determined effort to try and talk to the minister about all this.
Yeah.
We need to get action. And as I said, we need an independent. This is so urgent. We need an independent task force chaired by a Supreme Court judge with proper experts on it that know the business to actually deal with, you know, come up with a way forward. Not, we've got a way forward. We've documented it to the previous government.
Yes.
We've documented it to this minister.
Yes.
So we'll just have to see what happens. But I'll keep in touch.
I really appreciate your efforts, Keith. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Keith Hamburger, AM, is the former Director General, Queensland's Corrective Services